over the first 12 months of my administration, working hand in hand with the council and an incredible staff of people, we have seen a buzz in this city that hasn't been seen since I was a young boy. The amount of interest and development and pride that you see in our community is just incredible. And it really just started with a dream that Cohoes could be an All-America city once again, and that we could be Cohoes proud, and that we could get people to believe in our community, come invest their money in the community. That's how we set the course. We set that course, and I think it's going in an incredibly awesome, is the word that I'll use, direction.
What are some of the highlights of your address?
Well, I think the first thing we talked about is how we took a half-century-old or a quarter-century-old comprehensive plan that hasn't, been addressed and turned it into the blueprint for the city's future. And we started out with working with the University of Albany and all of the stakeholders. We had weeks' worth of open house, roundtable meetings, you name it. We wanted to hear from everybody and anybody about the direction of our city. So we put together a great comprehensive plan, and then we started on the course. And as you know, the first thing that we did to make Cohoes relevant is we built a partnership with the Palace Theater to open up our Cohoes Music Hall, a music hall that has been dark for many years, and the seats have been empty. And in the first 6 months, we have seen over 7,000 people visit our music hall, and it's vibrant, and it's just so exciting, and people are coming from all over the place to see what we have going on at our music hall. And that was the economic engine that I believed would drive Ransom Street, that's been really a street that has been anemic at best, if not on life support, for as long as I can remember. And then right after the announcement of the music hall and the excitement of that, Paul Bonacquisti and his brother committed to spend $4 million to renovate the Cohoes Hotel, once the crown jewel for the rich and powerful that would visit our mills, but has become the biggest eyesore in our downtown. And they're going to turn that into beautiful apartments. Our goal is to repopulate our downtown, to bring life to the downtown and turn it into an arts and entertainment and living district. And once Bonacquisti's made their announcement, because they believed we were headed in the right direction, shortly after that, Capital Companies, run by Danny O, came in and bought up $1 million worth of property, and his investment is about $5 million in renovations, again, right on Ransom Street. We announced the Mosaic Village. Could you imagine if a year ago I would say to the people of Cohoes that we would be the first city in the nation, to help change the way young adults living with autism would live their lives? But the Mosaic Village is going to be that change, and it's really going to be an integrated housing complex where people on the spectrum will live with people who are not on the spectrum, but more importantly, all of the services to make it successful will be under the one roof so that they can live and have the services they need. That's a $15 million project, and we're right on the cusp of having that happen, and that's directly related to Scott Townsend from 3T Architects and the Vecino Group, who recognized that Cohoes was the greatest place to put this kind of housing because of our community and the fact that we were rebounding and the buzz around our city.
So you see Cohoes as a place with a lot of possibilities.
I see Cohoes with a place that is actually building these possibilities as we speak, and that the possibilities of more economic development are endless. I will tell you that our phone rings every day from somebody saying, hey, we've read about or heard about or seen the things happening in Cohoes, New York, and we want to be part of it. They understood we knocked down all of the political and bureaucracy and all the things that stifle growth in a community. People can come here and be treated first class, and everything that we do is in the best interest of moving our city in the right direction, and developers are seeing that we can get things going from, within months, not years. And when you put all that together, you're heading in the right direction. And we are called Cohoes Proud because that's what we are. And being an All-America city, again, is our goal, and it's within our reach. So it's been an exciting first year. Look, I do this for one reason, because I love the community. I want people to love it, and no other reason. And so I'm driven by knowing that they will have the success from our hard work. And it's easy to be driven by that when you see the smiles and you hear the people say Cohoes Proud, and you go to a restaurant and they actually put it on the receipt at the bottom, Cohoes Proud. It's kind of exciting. So I hope someday they say we were the best.